State education officials are preparing requests to the North Carolina General Assembly for initial relief to public schools damaged by Helene in western North Carolina. Liz Schlimmer reports.
There are more than 20 school districts and about 20 charter schools and counties within the federally declared disaster area. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt says several districts are still without power or internet, and officials don't know how many schools are damaged.
And there are some schools that folks can't even get to yet.
Truitt presented her legislative request to the State Board of Education Thursday. She said she's been in touch with superintendents out west, but there are still many unknowns.
Superintendents are y'all having to print off rosters of students and call families to see who's still with us. And that is a job that I cannot even begin to imagine that our school leaders and teachers must do. And so it is with gravity that I present these asks.
Truitt said the first priority is allowing schools to pay employees while they're closed or if an employee can't get to work.
The main concern that our district leaders are sharing is that they want to make sure that all of their employees remain whole financially.
The Department of Public Instruction also plans to request flexibility to let schools make up lost days beyond their normal calendar or offer more days of remote instruction than is typically allowed by law. Education officials are using legislation from Hurricane Florence in 2018 as a reference. After Florence, schools were allowed to waive up to 20 days of missed instruction. Truitt is also making an initial ask of $150 million for repairs and mold mitigation at schools that are salvageable.
Yancey County School has lost an entire elementary school building. We don't know yet how many other buildings will be rendered useless. So this is separate from the need to replace an entire school building.
Truitt said the cost of replacing a single school is around $50 million. She said the $150 million ask should be considered a first-round request. State lawmakers are expected to hold an emergency legislative session as early as next week. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.